Of course, American progressives are not culpable for the Holocaust, but it is a well-documented fact that eugenics lay at the heart of the progressive enterprise. The Eugenic Crusade, writes the historian Edwin Black, was created in the publications and academic research rooms of the Carnegie Institution, verified by the research grants of the Rockefeller Foundation, validated by leading scholars from the best Ivy League universities, and financed by the special efforts of the Harriman Railroad fortune. German race science stood on American shoulders. It would be nice to say that liberals' efforts to airbrush eugenics from their own history and fob it off on conservatives are unacceptable, but of course they have been accepted. Most intellectuals, never mind liberal journalists and commentators, don't know much about either conservatism or the history of eugenics, but they take it on faith that the two are deeply entwined. One can only hope that this wrong can be made right with a dose of the truth. A brief review of the progressive pantheon, the intellectual heroes of the left then and now, reveals how deeply imbued the early socialists were with eugenic thinking. Just as socialist economics was a specialization within the larger progressive avocation, eugenics was a closely related specialty. Eugenic arguments and economic arguments tracked each other, complemented each other, and at times melted into each other. Sidney Webb, the father of Fabian socialism and still among the most revered British intellectuals, laid it out fairly clearly. No consistent eugenicist, he explained, can be a laissez-faire individualist, that is, a conservative, unless he throws up the game in despair. He must interfere, interfere, interfere. The fact that the wrong people were outbreeding the right ones would put Britain on the path of national deterioration, or, as an alternative, result in this country gradually falling to the Irish and the Jews. Indeed, British socialism, the intellectual lodestar of American progressivism, was saturated with eugenics. The Fabians, Sidney and Beatrice Webb, George Bernard Shaw, Harold Lasky and H.G. Wells were devoted to the cause. John Maynard Keynes, Carl Pearson, Havelock Ellis, Julian and Aldous Huxley, Eden Paul, and such progressive publications as The New Statesman, founded by Webb, and The Manchester Guardian were also supporters of eugenics to one extent or another.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.